Hello, thank you so much for pressing play. This is my second ever podcast, and I'm really excited to share it with you. My name is Kim Kardisha, and my first ever podcast was on Getting Started. And what I would like to share with you now is why I felt compelled to create podcasts in general, and especially to start with that first one. Because it's not necessarily my nature to be extremely visible, to make myself heard. I am very introverted. You could describe me as sensitive, which I like to describe more as perceptive, because over the years when I was called sensitive, there was usually a little bit of a negative connotation to it. So instead of being highly sensitive, I like to think of myself as highly perceptive. And of course, I'm very emotional too. So the fear when I make myself visible, of course, is that somebody's going to say something mean or, reject what I'm saying, whatever it is. So something inside of me, though, is bigger than that. I feel like I have a soul mission. And it really stems from my love of horses and the love I have of watching people light up. And these things have come together to form something that I like to call inner journey horsemanship. And this has been kind of a lifetime journey for me, but I'm going to pick up at the point where I was recognizing that there was a need for the combination of my passions. I had an official training in EAP, which is equine assisted psychotherapy, but it just wasn't quite the right fit for me. But I was, still continuing on this journey that I didn't yet realize I was on, of following where the horses led me. And so, and one of the things that happened for me, was I recognized the riding students that I was attracting were all fighting some type of a fear, whether it was an apprehension or something on the continuum all the way to trauma. These students were overcoming something huge every time they wanted to be around their horses. And I really wanted to help them. And so I had training in being a life coach in addition to my counseling degree, and I was recognizing how these skills could fit together and help them get to a different place. And one of the things about me, I'm a quote junkie. And about this time when I was really recognizing the significance that our emotional state had on our time with our horses, I started looking for help from the masters. Because, a lot of them had these really cool quotes about how important our emotional state was, our mindset, the frame of mind. But what happened was I found no programs at that time. And this was probably 15 years ago. So either the programs weren't quite out there yet, they weren't accessible. Regardless, I couldn't find them. So I decided that I better create one because I needed to help these people feel better about their time with their horses, feel better about themselves. So I started going to the expos and talking about changing your thinking changes your riding. And I really went down and started studying the power of our subconscious mind, how impactful our mindset is on our experience and what happens with our horses. And also, what I really started to recognize in my own self and the work that I did with people is how much information our horses give us. Because, of course, they're prey animals, and they are wired to react to congruency. And I had kind of shifted the congruency a little bit and turned it alignment. And so if we are in alignment with our body, mind, and spirit, you know, if our emotions and our mindset are aligned with our actions, we're going to present to the horse as aligned or congruent, which means they will exhibit those signs of release of tension and let us know that we're getting closer to where we want to be, to our authentic truth, which of course helps us be able to present as a more trustworthy leader to our horses. So I was also starting to notice, as I started to recognize in the humans, how many of the people that came to me for riding lessons, how many of them were battling this anxiety, I really started to recognize how many horses were exhibiting signs of shutdown. And of course, you know, I attract a unique sector of people, and I have a very unique collection of horses that sometime in the future I'll share them with you, because of course, who doesn't like talking about our horses? But they all have taught me something different. They kind of come together to make a whole like wheel, and they each have their section where they have taught me, they have guided me, they have taken me to the next step. So back to kind of this idea of inner journey horsemanship, you know, really educating people that whatever goes on in our thoughts affects our perspective. It drives our mindset, and it produces our external results. And one of the other things that I really want to help people with is to recognize that we have to accept where we are with things. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to stay there if we accept this, because there's always going to be a gap from where we are and where we want to be. But the more dissatisfaction that we feel with where we actually are, and the more we resist that, it stops us from really being able to settle into that present moment, which will connect us with our horse. So this whole concept has really, I think, become for me so essential to being able to step into the gentle strength of our own leadership, to be able to extend invitations to our horses, hold space, and let them be able to accept that invitation in the way that they can, without just complying with our actions, without being forced to do anything. And of course, this helps us both, us and our horses, shed pressure. And then we can express authentically with our horses and then be able to take that out into the world. So what I really hope to do by making myself seen and heard with this is to be able to help people adjust and align their mindset, to be able to step more into feeling their competence and their worth, because then they'll be able to influence how they make requests of their horses. This, of course, will lead to better trust, better bond, and then we'll all have more fun with our horses, which, of course, makes the world better for horses, which is a lot of what I would help, or what I want to help do. So thank you so very much for listening to My Big Why and letting me share with you what the horses have guided me to. And of course, there's much, much more that I would like to share, but I wanted to keep this kind of short and set that message out there. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I won't see you, but you'll hear me next time. Bye.